It's the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. On the PGA Tour, the boys are out in Vegas. It's the Justin Timberlake Shriners Hospital for Children Open. There's got to be a rule about how many words.
Where's George Lopez in all this? I know he's involved.
There's got to be a rule for the amount of words you can have in a title, because that's just too many. They're playing out at the TPC Summerlin course in Las Vegas, 7,243-yard par 72 track. And you might as well just throw away par as of right now, because after three rounds of play, Mark Ternesa leads at 21 under par. That's right. That's not a final four-round score. That's after three rounds of play. Mark Ternesa, the Palm Beach Gardens resident, joined us a couple months ago right here on Golf Exchange, is leading at 21 under par. Three-way tie for second. Chris DeMarco, Florida Gator, who we have not heard very much of all year long. Michael Allen and Ken Duke, the Palm City native, are all one stroke back at 20 under par. You've got three more players tied for fifth at 19 under par, just another stroke back. Zach Johnson, Matt Kuchar, and Chris Stroud are all at minus 19. Brad Adamonis, John Mallinger, and Ryan Moore are all at 18 under par. Then you've got three more players. It's almost like a 3-3-3-3. You've got three more players, another stroke back at 17 under par. Those three men are Chad Campbell, Ches Reavy, and Brian Davis. And then another three more players. You go back another stroke to 16 under par. Pat Perez, Davis Love III, and Jesper Parnevik, the Jupiter Island resident, all at 16 under par. Pat, this is, I mean, we haven't seen scores like this in a couple of months. These are just silly scores. Throw away par, because we've seen rounds of 62, a bunch of 63s, 64s. Hell, I mean, I heard a stat last night on Golf Central. Chris DeMarco shot a 63 yesterday, a 9-under-par round of 63. That was his lowest round on the PGA Tour in 5 years, since 2003. I mean, it's just the scores we're seeing this weekend in Las Vegas are ridiculous.
Well, I'll give you another stat, Russ. Chris DeMarco was even par for the first nine holes of the tournament, so that means he's 20-under for 45 holes. That's not golf, Russ. 20-under, that's basically birdieing every other hole. I don't know what that is, and I understand we're at the later part of the year. You see these kind of scores in the beginning part, like at the Bob Hope and those types of stuff, I think, to kind of ease these guys into the season. And as we're getting now at the end of the season, you want to give them some reason, I guess, to come to the golf course and feel good about themselves and shoot 62. But the joke is, Russ, like, you know, we were talking about this a little bit before the show, you got a guy like Mike Weir who shot 69, 68, 66. That's pretty good shooting. He's 13 under. He's out of it. I mean, he's seven shots back. You're not going to make that up in this kind of a ping pong, you know, pinball type golf course or whatever this is. I will say, I did get to play Summerlin. This is about 10 years ago, and I ended up shooting. It was calm conditions, just like it is now. Beautiful greens, everything absolutely, you know, perfect weather wise, and I shot something like 77 or 78. And I got off the golf course, and really for one of the first times in my life, and there's nothing wrong with this golf course, it's a beautiful golf course, first time in my life playing golf, I'm like, you know what, that's like an easy golf course. Like, that's, like, I was disappointed when I thought about it. I'm like, I really should have shot a lot better than that.
Right.
And you almost never have that feeling. I don't care where you play. Like, you know, whatever you shoot. But that day, I was like, you know, under those conditions, you're like, man, you should tear this thing up. And these guys are. And I... Again, hey, it's golf. You got to show up. You got to put, you know, the ball in the hole and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, 21 under, the winning score is probably going to be 27 or 28 under. And, you know, really, is that golf, quote unquote? I understand, you know, people complain about the U.S. Open and plus five or plus six winning. But this is I think this is just a lot worse. Well, this is just goofy stuff.
The PGA Tour record for score in relation to par after four rounds, the PGA Tour record is 31 under par. Ernie Els holds that record, 31 under par. Very unlikely we'll see that, because Ternesa at 21, he'd have to shoot 10 under 62. Although 62,
he's done it already.
He shot a 62 on Thursday, but you consider final round course conditions, pin placements, and pressure, and a 62 probably unlikely today. The 54 hole record for aggregate score is held by Tommy Armour the third. That's 254. It's even more unlikely we'll see that, because Ternesa would have to shoot a 59 today. He's at 195 aggregate, has to shoot a 59 to get to 254. So unlikely we'll see the PGA Tour records for either in relation to par or score aggregate after four rounds of play, but they're getting awfully close, and that's for sure. This is the fourth of seven fall series events, and this is by no doubt by far the best looking field that we've seen so far of the four fall series events. Chris DeMarco, Zach Johnson, Chad Campbell, Davis Love III. You mentioned Mike Weir. Freddie Couples is also there this weekend in Vegas. A lot of big-time names in this tournament. We'll have to see what happens in 3 weeks at Disney, because Disney always gets a lot of big names as well. But this could end up being the best-looking field of the fall series. I think Justin Timberlake is a reason for that, some of a reason for that. And, you know, say what you will about having a musician and actor host an event, but he's getting people out to Vegas. Now, you know, it remains to be seen how this tournament will pan out in the coming years, but this is the first of 5 years, a five-year contract with Justin Timberlake that he'll be hosting this event. But, you know, Vegas for years really hasn't meant much to the tournament, and this year at least there's some eyes on it, Pat.
No, I can't deny that fact, and maybe Justin Timberlake taking ownership of this thing is playing into that. But, you know, it's a time of the year when a lot of these guys are fighting for position to get some money to help their status with the PGA Tour going into next year. That's why I think you're seeing a lot of the names you just mentioned that normally probably wouldn't be playing in this type of event unless they've been struggling or whatever. So, you know, and the venue's good. And a lot of these guys either are from Vegas or live there, or obviously, you know, like me and you go out there once in a while, so they know what it's like to be out there. And this time of year, the weather's, you know, the heat's starting to die down a little bit. So this tournament can be successful in the long term. The thing that maybe we can ask Rick about is, as you mentioned, we've got every tour on display this weekend. It's late October, and you got PGA, LPGA, Champions Tour, PGA European Tour, and the Nationwide Tour. All of them going on this weekend.
Right.
When, you know, really, as you know, you've listened to my opinion a zillion times, golf really should be over right now. I mean, I don't mind skins games or some silly season stuff, you know, just to keep the interest. But it either shows to the fact that golf is really still a very healthy industry, or just the fact that sponsorships or whatever, the commitments are already in place, so the economy isn't having an effect on these things. But, man, to have five or six, you know, relatively major tours going on in late October, I think says something about the popularity of golf.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom Service, Brakes, Batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. The LPGA Tour is in action as well, of course, as we mentioned, all of the tours this weekend in action, as Pat just said. The ladies are out in Hawaii at Kapalua in Maui, Hawaii, the bay course at the Kapalua Resort. 6,273-yard par 72 track, and after three rounds of play, a four-way tie at the top. Brittany Lang, G. Young Lee, Karen Koch, and Boca Raton resident Morgan Pressel. Haven't heard a lot from Morgan this week, or this year, in fact. All four of those players are tied at 5-under par for the lead, 2-11 aggregate after three rounds of play. There's a four-way tie for fifth. Sun Young Yu, Ilmi Chung, Laura Diaz, and Suzanne Pedersen are all at 4-under par. There are three ladies tied for ninth at -3. Heather Young, Christy Kerr, and Elena Sharp are all at 3-under par. But, Pat, this is great news. One of the hometown girls, Morgan Pressel, we've said it ad nauseum the last few months. If Morgan wants to get into Trump for the ADT Championship, she's going to have to win at some point. Well, she's poised to do it today in Hawaii.
Wow, and she missed a 2-foot putt to have sole possession of the lead on the last hole yesterday. But this is Russ, if she wins this, it'd be, in my opinion, more impressive than her winning the first major. And I'll tell you why, because she has had just swing difficulties all year and has gotten, as Morgan will do, has gotten frustrated with that. And a lot of times maybe letting her emotions get in the way of her improving in her golf game. So whatever magic she has found this week is a testament, number one, to really how good of a golfer she is, because, as you mentioned, she's done nothing this whole year. And with the pressure of trying to get into the ADT and really just to get back in the winner's circle, I would be very it would be hard-pressed, I think, for her to actually win this thing. I'm not saying she can't do it, but the good news is at least she's gotten herself back into contention and maybe has to relearn how to win again before she actually does it, because it's been so long. But the mark of a true champion is at least she's gotten herself she salvaged something from this year in getting herself in position where she could win this tournament. But actually doing it, I think, you know, she's got Brittany Lang there. There's some people there that, you know, are quality players. So it's not like she's just going to have to show up and win the thing. She's going to have to play well again today to do it. But I think, you know, if you look at how she's performed this whole year, I think it's going to be hard under final round pressure and all the stuff you just mentioned. I think it might be hard to expect her to win this thing. But wouldn't surprise me.
She was one of three ladies that shot the low round of the day yesterday, 5 under par 67. Heather Young and Laura Davies also shot rounds of 67, so three women shooting 67 yesterday, low round of the day. And she's trending in the right direction, even par rounds of 72 on Thursday and Friday. And then she goes, you know, in one day, makes all those strokes up and gets a share of the lead with 5 under par 67. Right now, with three more weeks after this week, three more events after this weekend in Hawaii before the season-ending ADT Championship, and right now in the point standings, Morgan Pressel is 25th in the second half point standings, top 11 in the points, get into the ADT, and then we've got those two wild card picks, which of course are the top two on the money list for the season that are not already in the field. You know, she's 25th with 3 weeks to go, has got to get in the top 11. Only way she can jump 14 spots is to win a tournament, so she's got to get it done either today or in the next 3 weeks, and I'm not sure how many of the next three tournaments, which are all overseas, that she's in, so this is her best chance. She's got to get it done today.
Oh, absolutely, and that, again, that lends more pressure on her. Hey, it wouldn't surprise me, but I think it's going to be very difficult just to the way she's played all year.
Pat, we've been talking about her struggling all year. She's not the only one that's struggling. Suzanne Pettersen had 5 wins last year on the LPGA Tour. She is also yet to win this year on the LPGA Tour. So Pettersen, who's just one shot back of Morgan Pressel at 4 under par, Suzanne Pettersen shot 68 and then even par rounds of 72 on both Friday and Saturday, 68 on the opening round Thursday. She's probably looking at this just the same way that Morgan is. She can get a win. Now, she's already in the ADT Championship, Pettersen is, on points over the first half of the season. She had a better first half than Pressel did. So Pettersen is already in the ADT. But, you know, Morgan's looking at this final round today in Hawaii as, I can save my season. I can get a win. I can get into Trump. Pettersen probably saying the same thing. I can save my season. I can get a win, get some momentum before I go to Trump.
Exactly. And you know, somebody's going to come out with a win here. That's going to, you know, really jumpstart either their career or revitalize it or whatever. You don't have Annika. Lorena Ochoa is hanging around, but I think she's probably too far back to do anything here. Laura Diaz, somebody that's had a lot of success, not recently. So you've got some ladies up there that this tournament, whoever ends up winning this,
could make or break their year.
Is exactly right.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Before we break, we got to take a real quick look at the Champions Tour. The seniors are in Houston, Texas at the Administaff Small Business Classic 7,056-yard par 72 track at the Woodlands. And after two rounds of play, three-way tie for the top spot, Lonnie Nielsen, Brad Bryant, and Bernhard Langer, the Boca Raton resident, are all at 9 under par 135. Dennis Watson, solo fourth, the Fort Lauderdale resident, he is solo fourth at 8 under par, just one stroke back. Two-way tie for the fifth spot, Dan Forsman, and the Florida Gator, Andy Bean. Pat, you're wearing your Gator shirt today, so I'm real happy about that. They're both at 7 under par. Sandy Lyle, Gary Koch, another Florida Gator, Gary Koch is. Larry Mize, Nick Price, the Hobe Sound resident, David Eager, Tom Kite, Freddie Funk, and Curtis Strange are all at 6 under par. A lot of big names on this leaderboard, Pat, but after two rounds of play, three-way tie for the top spot, Bernhard, Brad Bryant, and Lonnie Nielsen.
And some late-breaking news here, Russ. The Champions Tour has met, and this is a major. They've made it a major. So
it's the sixth major
of the year.
In fact,
whatever tournaments they have left, they're making them all majors. So they're going to have 7 or 8 or 9 by the end of the year.
And it does meet the requirements for a major on the Champions Tour, Pat. It does have a sponsor.
A real long name.
In the Administaff Small Business Company. But, you know, we talked about Seve Ballesteros and his brain surgery earlier in the week. And, Pat, for me, at the last 30 years, I think there's a triumvirate of European golfers. Nick Faldo, Seve Ballesteros, and Bernhard Langer. I think those were the big three of the last 30 years for me in European golf, and Bernhard Langer leading this tournament after two rounds of play, along with Nielsen and Bryant.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm sure we'll get into this more inside the ropes. But hey, Seve's an icon. He really is in golf. There's, you know, Greg Norman, like you said, there's Bernhard Langer. There's guys that have just, you know, for their just incredible ability, because Bernhard, don't forget, you know, played a lot on the European Tour and, you know, lives in, from Germany. You know, now I think he lives in Boca. I'm not sure where, you know, where his, you know, home is now, but he did live down in Boca. And
he's still there.
So, I mean, you know, here's a guy that, you know, for guys that live overseas or make a lot of their, you know, notoriety from overseas, to actually be able to penetrate the very singular U.S. American market and actually get into the consciousness of the U.S. Market here, that's quite a feat, because we're very, hey, if you're from somewhere else, we don't even care about who you are. And those guys have been able to do that.
We're very ethnocentric.
See, I was going to try and say that. I'm like, I can't even say it because I'm going
to
screw it up.
And I made the mistake of trying to say it, and I totally butchered it. But, obviously Bernhard got into the consciousness of the American golf fan primarily through the two Masters wins. And the first Masters win, what was he like, 22 or something? And,
85. Was that 85 right after Crenshaw and right before Jack?
It was an 85. Yeah. I think he was 22 or 23.
But he doesn't look much that's the amazing thing about Bernhard. He doesn't look that much different. If you look at him, sure, there's some more lines on his face and stuff, but the hair is still the same. The physique is still the same. He hasn't blown up and gained 50 pounds like a lot of people do when they get older. Myself included. It's amazing that, some guys have been able to retain that look that, and he does not look that much different than he did 25 years ago.
Actually, doing the math, 1985, 23 years ago. So, therefore, he had to be at least 28 years old when he won his first Masters. So, I guess he was 28 or 29, but he looked young, and he still looks young.
He still looks the same.
The guy's 51 or 52 years old, and the guy, he looks like he's 40. So, definitely still in shape at the ripe old age. And, he's one of those guys that we've been expecting to kind of go on a tear. Once they turn 50 and they get on the Champions Tour, Nick Price is another guy like that. We expect them to go on the tear. And Bernhard has won a few tournaments here and there, but it's not like the Jay Haas explosion of 3 or 4 years ago. It's not like a few guys that have, once they turn that 50 age, they just, for the first 3 or 4 or 5 years, they just totally,
It's funny. You got Hale Irwin, who's the benchmark. I mean, here's a guy that, uses the Champions Tour as his own private annuity. I mean, his record will not be surpassed, I don't think, on the Senior Champions Tour for what he did. And then you had a guy like Bruce Fleischer, who for that 1 year, just like you're saying, tore it up. Jay Haas, another guy. It's funny how certain guys just really, for whatever reason, acclimate themselves very quickly to this thing, figure out what they need to do, and just take off. And other guys, Nick Price. And
right.
I think Nick would admit this, has all the talent in the world, maybe just doesn't have the focus on it because of so much of his past success and knowing what it takes to get his game into gear, just hasn't been able to do it yet. Still has the talent to still be around the top 10 every week, but isn't dominating the way we thought he would, and probably not the way he thought he would either, but at the same time, these guys are still pretty good players.
So we got tournaments all over this great country, and not only the 48 contiguous, but overseas in Hawaii as well. Champions Tour, of course, is in Houston, and PGA Tour out in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, as they say. That was your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760.